Will it be one of those days? I believe so. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. How are you this morning? Glad you're with us. Hi, Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters right there. Can you hear me? You can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about now? Hello. Hi.
Kid, is our board doing weird things again?
Yeah, it's not working. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see if that works. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. And
wait,
that doesn't
am I
work.
Working?
Huh?
Am yeah. I working?
Yes, you're working.
Are you working?
Yes, you're working.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh my gosh, how about our engineer came in the studio yesterday and he saw the shots that we had in the studio. You know how we do buzz shots on Thursdays with our buzz fam?
His face.
Oh my God.
That was
He doesn't have kids, but he has a classic mom face.
Oh yeah. He can look disappointed from way across the room right at you.
And he just sat there, just like a great kindergartner teacher or a mom would do. And just waited. And we're like, yeah? He goes, look at all that liquid. And paused and waited for us to figure out what he's thinking. Don't get that near the board.
Don't get that near the controls.
Yeah, right. Because it's not effing up on its own. It doesn't need our liquids. Don't worry.
See, with a giant, like a Star Trek looking, like slider thing board that we have, control board, that and liquids don't like each other.
Yes, I know, but the board is so old. When the RIT students came in, oh my God, I didn't tell you this. This is so funny.
What?
Remember how the kids from RIT came in the studio
last Thursday to hang out with us? Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking them on a tour around the station, meeting everybody, and our, it wasn't the boss. It was one of the sales ladies was like, oh, okay, did you learn something? And of course they respond, yeah. And she goes, what'd you learn? I go, ooh. Way to stump them. And they were like, we learned to appreciate and love our board at the college radio station.
Because it's beautiful. And ours is old and ancient. And
I go, oh, God. Yeah, she goes, that was funny when they were like, yeah, we always complain about our equipment. But after seeing yours, we appreciate ours.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. Great. Yeah, great.
College station has better stuff than us.
But Sandra, we're in the Robin Hood Initiative.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our company, our giant company, has this thing called the Robin Hood Initiative. And what is that? That means that we get everybody's hand-me-downs.
Yeah. Because we're Rochester? I don't know why.
That's such a bad word for it. It's because in Robin Hood, he steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
Right, we're poor.
Yeah, thanks.
And how about within the building itself, we're the last station to be fixed. Because we're old? Do they think we're going to forget? They won't remember.
It's a year and 6 months late, but that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. They've been together for 26 years. Let's not respect that. Let's just hope they forget that we even promised them a new.
Well, come to think of it, maybe I should spill something on these. No, anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. Can we open the honesty box?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So yesterday we brought this box in. Sandy had this idea. Every time we have people in the studio live, they throw in something they like, hate, and ask us a question that we have to ask honestly. It's like a suggestion box. So we don't do it while they're there yesterday. We do it today.
Yeah, because otherwise, if they knew we would be reading these in front of them,
they
would go soft.
Yeah.
We don't want to create awkwardness.
Right. So can we open it?
So we're going to do it this morning at
8. Come on. We're doing it
around 8:20. No. 8:20. 8:20. Because that's when they were in the studio yesterday. So they're probably going to be listening.
All right. Sounds good.
Randomly draw out of the honesty box.
Yeah. See what happens. A couple of showers today on and off. Maybe a few breaks of sun in and out. It's one of those weird things like that. Any of the rain is kind of moving out of here, but there's a couple of like stragglers behind us coming toward us. So 71 degrees, humid. You walk out today, I'm like, oh, when you think rain, you think cold.
Yeah.
Especially coming in the backside of winter.
Yeah.
I came out this morning, I have like a decent medium jacket. I come out, it's like, oh, it's humid out here. Oh, it's kind of muggy.
Yeah, not good for your hair.
What hair?
Spaziano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Ride day. We did it. We made it. We're here. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. And we got tickets, a family four-pack to see Blippi, your kid's favorite buddy, coming to the Kodak Center. We'll do it during Jerk or Justified this morning. Okay.
This is
working now. Everything's working?
Is
you all
it?
Good? Yeah, okay, good. Okay.
Okay. If you've listened to the show forever, now Scott and I have been together for 26 years with you for 26 years. So if you've listened to the show forever, but you never called into the show.
Yeah.
We'd like when you do, and we invite you to, yeah, make sure you mention that first time, long time.
Yeah. First time caller, long time listener. We like to go first time, long time.
And we play a little celebration for you.
Yeah, exactly. And if that's you right now, call us up, 818-2899. We want to say hi. We want to hear your story. Like it's so funny.
What does that mean? What story?
Well, it's always like, I remember when Sandy had her first baby, or like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Because if you told me, call up, tell me your story, I'd be like, what story am I telling?
Well, that you
what
know.
What story
about
you want?
Yeah, because you've been a longtime listener, you know, but first time caller, you know, so don't be scared. We won't
bite. If you have another story, a juicy story in your personal life, tell it.
Oh, sure, yeah. We
want that story. Right.
Someone who's really kind of shy to call the radio station wants to do that.
That's what I thought you meant. Like, tell us your story.
Oh, why you would be a longtime listener, is what I was thinking of. So, yeah, why don't you? 818-2899. The phone lines are always open. You can call us up, say hi. And, of course, you're part of the Buzz fam anyway. You hear all our regulars, you know, our... full-size candy bar Phil, and we got Trucker Ray, we got Tommy from The Rock, we got, you want to keep going while I get the calls?
Well, what are we going to list them all? There's hundreds.
Hello, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good time, long time.
Wait,
how's that?
Just wait, for you. Come on, get out of here. Are you just joking with me, or is it true?
No, it's true, man.
It's true. He's first time, long time. I got one. You know, it's like fishing. It's like, oh, I caught one. Who says?
Yay.
What's your name?
Well, this is just for Sandy. This is John the Handyman.
Oh, yay.
What?
So you remember how the other day we were like, we need a contractor we can trust.
Yes, yes.
The official contractor of the show. And John reached out to us and he goes, hey, I'm not I have a job.
Right.
He drives for a living.
Yeah.
But on the side, I'm a handy guy.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you should call in.
So. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me pull out my vetting questions here. John, the handyman.
Oh,
you can, okay? How many times have you been incarcerated?
Never.
Never. Okay,
oh,
you
good,
win.
Good. Oh, that's good. That's it. That's your only thing.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Excellent, dude. What's your specialty in handymanning?
I enjoy doing floors. That's my favorite.
Oh, floors, yeah?
Oh, it's your favorite. Yeah. Oh, man.
I had the worst horror story about a floor job that I had done on my house when I lived on Goodman Street up near Highland Park. This beautiful 1930s house had some leaded glass in it. It had those beautiful, what do they call that? Tiger eye... the wood that's the grain in it, the hardwoods.
You put me on the spot.
No, but anyway, there were beautiful floors, but they were from the 30s, so they needed to be completely sanded out and redone, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
he botched the job?
No, he didn't botch. He never finished it. I got to the point where I'm taking your stuff and I'm throwing it out into the street.
Wow.
Like, it was bad.
There's so many people who have stories like that.
Oh, yeah, I had to go out of town. I had a family emergency. You know, like every contractor excuse. Oh, my wife had a gallbladder. You know, like, oh, come on. Finish the job. And then they ended up putting a nice little, like a strip around the fireplace, like a little little ornate little thing and kind of made up for it a little bit. But geez.
Oh, with a strip around the fireplace?
No,
that's
just,
how they made
just
up
having
for it?
It be done was enough for me.
See, that's a big frustration. And that's why we said it on the air the other day is because... It like so many people are having a tough time connecting with contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, John, you do this on the side then, a little side action?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, I do.
Love that.
Excellent. Evenings and weekends.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. You must make a killing because of everybody who's
I did. I just recently moved back from another state.
Uh-huh.
I left for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, I took you guys with me.
Excellent.
Aww.
Of course. I just moved back a few months ago.
Okay, well, welcome back.
Oh, my God, welcome back.
Yeah, you brought spring with you. Thank you. appreciate it. Let's go,
I'm
man.
So
have a great weekend.
You called.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Handyman All right, John, you got to come in on a Thursday.
Yeah, come in sometime.
And we can meet you in person.
All right.
I will see if I can do so.
All right. Sounds good, man. Bye.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay.
You're like a breakfast burrito for your brain. Messy, loud, and totally worth it. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey there. What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz Friday morning, and we're going to kick off the weekend this morning here. A real special bang. And we're going to open the Honesty Box. Can we do it now? Sandy?
Wait, why are you so excited for this?
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It's something bad about the show, something good about the show, and a question that we have to answer very honestly from our listeners who were in the studio yesterday.
Yeah, everybody comes in on Thursday, puts the box, and then the next day we read stuff out, and we're gonna bank up a whole bunch of them. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
You know, it's so funny that when I thought of this idea, I'm like, Scott's gonna hate it because it's pretty much calling out something that's terrible, and you hate that, and it's calling you to the man about being honest, which you don't like doing that either.
That's my pain, my daily pain I'm supposed to have, according to James Whitaker, who will be on also on later
on
this
morning.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have to say, because we're so excited to be invited back to host Dancing with the Arc.
Yes.
This is the event. And now, Scotty and I do a lot of charity events, and we love each and every single one for its own reason. But this one gives you the feels.
Oh, it's so great. Now, picture Dancing with the Stars with our individuals from the Arc of Monroe and local celebrities. They put a bunch of teams together, and we all go to Innovative Field, Frontier Field, whatever, and have a big party, and they dance. They got their routines down, and
It's a competition.
Yeah, we have judges, have celebrity judges, and Sandy and I host it, which is, this is the third year we've been doing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So
yeah,
much fun. Now, if you can, think about June 5th and come down to Frontier or Innovative Field. It's outdoors, it's fun, there's food, there's, you know, drinks and fun and dancing and people and just... Everybody's so, what's the word for it? It's permagrin for like 2 hours.
Absolutely.
It's so much
awesome. It really, seriously, it is. So because it's June 5th now, the celebrity dancers and the people from the Arc, they're practicing. They're rehearsing now.
Yes.
Like they have to learn their routine to perform in front of all of us on June 5th.
And it's cool.
But they don't get that much time.
Oh, no.
It amazes me how they know the routine with the little amount of time that they have
and
to learn it.
The cool part is, like, just before each couple gets up to do their dance, they throw the vignette, like you'd see on the TV show, up on the giant screen at the ballpark. It's just so... It's a happy heart thing, and the individuals get they just get the best time out of it too. So wonderful.
It's the coolest event ever. So if you haven't been to it yet, you gotta make a point to come.
Yeah,
We love our friends at the Arc of Monroe too. So of course we're gonna say yes.
Yeah.
I told Tracy there who works there. I mean all of them there, but I'm like, because she goes, could you host again? I'm like, I can't say no to you, okay?
No, because
you are the nicest person in the entire world, and everything that you do there at the Arc of Monroe is just amazing. So,
yeah,
of course.
They're amazing people. So just mark down June 5th. We'll give you more details how to get there. If you go to arcmonroe.org, arcmonroe.org/dancing, you can actually start voting for your favorite individuals, too. It's all to raise awareness and help the Arc of Monroe out.
Okay? Yeah, fundraising event.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's a battle between animal and between animal and man that I am not winning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spezzano and Sandy.
Okay.
I think I brought it up a while ago that, you know, once the snow melted, then the birds move in. And I have the biggest dilemma fight between me and a family of robins. Last year was cute. My little one, who was 4 at the time, was enamored by the little nest of robins on the front porch light, just outside the front door. You got the little windows on either side of the door, And you can look through the window and you can see the baby birds' little heads peeping out.
I do remember you saying it was a thing that you and her would check in on the baby birds, yeah. And it was so cool. Okay,
and
yeah.
I put her on my hip, and she'd sit there, and she'd look, and the mama robin would land, and all you see is these little beaks go up, and then she'd throw up in their mouths. Okay, so here I am. Now, they're not doing that. They're not building a nest on my front porch. Where are they building their nest? Well, guess what? Not in the tree next door. Not even above the garage with, the little decorative like louver thing.
Mm-hmm,
the chickadees have that. Okay, that's one. That's another dilemma that I have to solve. Because all there is a pile of bird poop right in front of my garage. They are trying to build inside my garage.
Inside the garage?
On top of the garage door opener.
Oh, because it's warm.
No, it's not a heated garage. No, it's just...
No, the garage door opener. Does it heat up a little bit? It gets a little warm. It's cozy.
No,
somebody said that to me, and I just went with it.
No, if you run it all the time, yeah, but it's open. And
why do you leave your garage door open?
So here's the question. Hold on. Here's the question.
Okay. Yeah.
I asked a couple people around here. I'm like, how do you go into your house? You go in the front door? He goes, no, I go in through the garage. I'm like, yes, so do I.
Me too.
Everybody goes in through the garage.
Why do we even have a front door? I don't know, but yes.
Right.
Okay, right.
That's really the front door, if you think about it, because we're not rich and famous and bougie and mansions, right? You go in through the garage.
Yeah. But then you close the garage door after you're in. You leave your, you're
I
one
leave
of those
my garage,
people who leave
I leave my garage door
day.
Open all day. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying really hard to give you sympathy and help you, but I can't.
I know, that's the solution. I get it. That could be the end of the story. I'm not gonna lose this battle. So every time I go out in the garage, it'll be like a day, and I think, fine. So I get up there on the ladder and I take the stuff off the nest they're trying to build. They never completely build it.
Oh, they haven't.
It takes days to build a nest. So
once it gets to the point where there's eggs and stuff, now you have to permanently leave your garage door open.
You don't. You can take it and toss it. Okay, it's nature.
What?
Don't figure it out. But here's the story. Let me get to my point.
When there's eggs in there, okay, sorry.
No, this has never been okay. So first, I'm doing the ladder, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's getting old. So now I go a little bit more streamlined solution. I take my leaf blower, my battery powered leaf blower.
No.
I'm like, yeah. So, but now stuff's all over my garage. So I do that every couple of days. And I'm like, okay, I am going to 3D print something that prevents them. Okay, so I'm figuring, if I made something like a pyramid, like a triangle on top, you can't put a nest on a triangle. You got to have a flat surface, right?
Their butt.
I wasted so much time and effort and print filament and all that stuff. That didn't work. Okay, I'll make one out of cardboard. I got duct tape, and I made a triangle out of cardboard. I put it up there, and for 2 days, it was great. Day three, what'd they do?
Yeah.
They get up there, kicked it off. I'm out. Oh, my God, jeez.
They kicked it off?
Yeah,
wow.
they're like bullies. They're like, get out of here. Yeah, they took their wing and just went, bye-bye. Found it on the ground.
Birds are fascinating to me. This poor woman is trying to just deliver her babies, okay?
Yeah, do it in the tree. It's great. I got a beautiful tree right next to the garage. Then I came up with, let's go medieval on them, right?
Oh, God. What does that even mean?
So I bought, I printed this solution.
Okay. Oh, God.
Describe
it. Those are spikes.
Yeah.
That's like if you're trying to catch a criminal. You throw down the road spikes.
Yeah, they look like road spikes. Yeah. So and they're very sharp and they're different sizes. So I put two. Look at, I got two of them here. Two of these spike pads up there, right? What do they do? They built the nest on top of it.
They did? Wait, that's exactly what they use in England when I went to England.
Yeah,
they had that on everyone's roof.
Yeah. Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. It sounds like you need to have some chicken nuggets.
Andrew Michael, that is not funny. Build a campfire
I think
up there.
It is.
Squab. We're having squab for dinner tonight.
They see their kind getting, put in a deep fryer and eating. Maybe like, oh, we can't stay here. We don't want to end up on a dinner plate.
Do you notice he's attempted one, two, how many things?
Four or five different techniques, yeah.
And the real solution is a simple one. Close the freaking garage door.
You're so smart.
He's so desperate.
That will eliminate 99.9 of your problems.
I know. But maybe it's in guys' like minds. We have to win this. We have to find a solution. We have to find a solution to our problem. That's the thing. I know. That's too easy. Sandy and my wife, like, just shut the door.
Right. Something in you is saying, no, you have to win this battle in a very creative, unique way where it's like a, right. Yeah. So closing the garage door is too simple for
him. Yeah, way too simple.
He doesn't even park in the garage either, by the way.
Right. It's just my front door.
Wait, you don't park in the garage?
No.
I think there's no reason to even open the garage door.
Yeah. So, I hate to say it, but I agree with Sandy on this one.
Yeah, I know. It is the right decision. So now I'm going to have to start using the front door? How snobbish of us.
Well, I go through the front door because my garage isn't attached.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Good.
Well, I do park in the garage. My wife, well, we have a car that stays in the garage during the summer.
Uh-huh.
But my wife parks in the winter.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good. Good. It. Chivalry right there.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, buddy.
Good luck.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. I'll try if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, I know. It looks like it's going to. Right. Anyway, one more call. I know we're running late. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
It's Tommy from the Rock.
Tommy from the Rock. Tommy from the Rock. Hey, Tommy from the Rock. Got a solution for me except for closing the door?
Well, I just wanted to call in because I heard Sandy say birds are fascinating creatures, and I agree. They are fascinating.
Yes.
I think the most fascinating thing about birds is they aren't real. You see, birds, they're all drones. I think I'm worried for you because they're building inside your house, which means someone, at some point, Scott, and they're spying on you.
They are spying on
you. You did one too many heated political posts.
Well, I haven't slept in three
days.
They're
watching you now.
Tommy, I love you, man. All right.
That's funny.
Have a good weekend. See you
later. Bye.
Oh, my God. He jokes, but my daughter believed that for a hot second there when she was younger.
Welcome to Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. And,
listen to the horn play!
This is like the biggest mystery.
What's that?
The biggest mystery is happening right now in Greece. And I don't know why it is such a mystery, but everybody is talking about this.
Hmm.
Hey, Jackson's Bakery, are you open or closed? What's the deal?
Come on. Yeah, so, I saw that.
Apparently, Jackson's Bakery has been around for generations.
Yeah, on Stone Road there, right?
Yes. And, you know, there's so many people who have come forward. Remember back in February, there was a break-in, and they had to close down for a couple days to kind of
fix everything back up,
get things together after that break-in. But when they did reopen their doors, the community, oh my gosh, the response from the community was so beautiful.
Lines.
Like they really wrapped their arms around Jackson's Bakery because everybody was sharing their stories about why Jackson's Bakery meant so much to them.
Oh, yes.
They sold out of everything. It was wonderful, beautiful.
Legendary.
Okay, now there's news reports, and I guess there's news reports that it's permanently closed.
Oh,
and it's locked up. No hours are posted online anymore. If you call the main number, which I did yesterday, nobody answers.
Just
rings.
You tried to call them?
Yeah, because then you hear the news stations are saying it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on Facebook or Nextdoor, and everyone's like, no, you guys, it's still open. So I'm like, what is it? Open or closed? Some people are saying they don't get an answer. I called and I didn't get an answer. Some people on Facebook are saying, no, I just talked to them. They're open. I'm like, wait, this is the most bizarre mystery ever.
It's like almost, what's the word for it? Good.
It's like a cryptic status update.
No,
like
it's just, good.
Oh, it's good.
It's good.
You think it's marketing? You think it's a
mystery. Everybody's talking about it. Like, what's going on? It's awesome.
I would be so mad. I'd be so mad if I found out this was a marketing stunt.
Well, I'd be mad if they were really closed and the rumors are wrong. That is true. That's a bit, you know. Yeah, but maybe we'll get a statement from them or something will come out.
I tried to reach out to them. Does anybody know the family? or who owns Jackson's Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Or anybody
Does anyone know
there?
For sure mm-hmm. if it's opened or closed?
818-2899.
But then all again, we want to know.
For sure, positively, your source is very reliable.
Horse's mouth source, I need. Yeah, Mr. Jackson himself. No, I don't think that's who owns it. But can you think in history ever a business so well known, a heritage business, mm-hmm. having it be so wishy-washy if they're open or closed? Like, why so mysterious?
No.
I can't think of anything.
But it's funny because, you know, when something closes, it's a big workup to it, right? We're closing in, you know, this weekend or next month or by so-and-so 15th.
You know. Here's the reason why. It needs to be transparent because we have wrapped our arms around you for how many generations, right?
Right.
You almost, as a business, you owe it to the people.
It's a responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, even though, you know, you're a business and you make money, you know, but still, you know, it goes beyond that.
I think anybody, even if you're like well known in the community and you retire or you lose your job, I feel like you owe the community transparency. I don't want this like we wish them well. No, I want to know what happened.
What if they went? They put a sign on the door like we're on vacation. You know, back May 15th, and then the piece of paper fell off the window and is now on the floor, so you can't see it.
Oh my God! What if they are in Cancun or something?
Right.
Just chilling out.
Like dude sitting sipping margaritas on the beach, going,
husband and wife, they both agreed no social media. You are not allowed.
I know.
Leave the phone in Rochester.
Step away from the business just for a couple of days.
They come back and like there's
network TV truck set up out front going, what's going on? They're like, what do we do?
I'm ready to camp outside and see what's going on.
Dude's here? Got the tan lines and the sunglasses on his face.
Shows up in his flip-flops to the front door. What the hell?
We'll just find out. We'll wait and see. So.
No, will we find out? I don't know.
I'm sure there'll be a follow-up somehow in the next couple of days.
Somebody tell us, is Jackson's Bakery opened or closed? 818-2899.
All right. It's coming up on 712 on the bus.
All right. Can you play? Do you have the voice memo that my daughter played, or do you want to play it next?
Yeah, I can play it now.
Do you want me to give you a teasy tease?
Do me a tease. I want people to stick around to hear what this voice memo was.
Okay. Yeah, so she had a flight, a business trip, and she was going from Rochester to Florida. So you know how you have to stop a layover in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They were rushing to catch their plane, the flight. And when she sat down and got situated, the woman, the mom behind her, did something where she's like, this is a great sugar justified. What mom was doing on the plane?
All right, we'll do it coming up in just a few.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Mom, I was just running to get on my next flight because the plane from Rochester was delayed. So a bunch of us from that flight had to kind of run to get to the next one. But the people that stood out to me, it was a mom, a husband, and their baby. I'd say he was maybe like a year old. I mean, he could walk. So whatever that is for a baby, it was a pretty big baby. Then when we were boarding, I sat down in my seat. And I heard the mom, as she was sitting down, she kind of told this guy that she was sitting next to, like, yeah, we're going to have to change him in the seat. We're changing the baby in the seat. Okay, is that jerk or justified? And also, where's she changing the baby? Like, the tables are only so big. You know, it could fit a Biscoff cookie and a water.
Is that your daughter?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
I love this. 99 of Oz, Fazer and Sandy. Wow. It's awesome.
She was blowing up my phone. Check your voicemail. Check your text messages. I'm like, what are you talking about? I guess apparently this woman was sitting directly behind her.
Oh, no.
And it was a poopy diaper.
Oh, it was? You can smell it?
Well, that's what I asked her. She goes, I don't know. I don't know if it was... Because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you could trick your mind into smelling it or not smelling it? I don't know.
Ah, yes.
But anyhow, so mom changed the baby in the seat during the flight.
Okay. 818-2899.
Because mom didn't have time to change the baby in the bathroom.
Right.
They were rushing.
Everybody had to rush to get on the plane.
They didn't have time to stop at the bathroom. And that is the absolute, traveling with a little moochie mooch, that's the worst.
Yeah.
If they're still in diapers, the worst.
Well, it's the worst because they can't regulate the pressure in their ears when the plane goes up and down like we can.
But I'm saying specifically for this case, when it comes to when to change the baby and where to change the baby, what is your other option than in the seat?
Okay, 818-2899. Jerk Justified, change the baby right there in your lap. Or on that fold down table. No,
I don't know how she did it, but my daughter was so grossed out. I'm like, Leah, you just wait till you have a kid.
Exactly.
I'm voting this to be justified. I don't know what you guys are going to say on this.
Okay. Good morning. The buzz. How do you call it? Jerk or justified?
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jake Squared.
Jake Squared.
Jake Squared.
Big Jake and Little Jake. Hi, guys. Yeah, well, baby was changed on the plane in the seat behind Sandy's daughter. Some lady changed her baby right there.
Poopy diaper.
Yeah, poopy diaper.
You deal with a lot of things in a plane. What do you think? Changing a diaper in a plane?
As long as it's not thrown at someone.
What'd he say?
As long as it's not thrown at somebody. all right. I'm going to go and say on a plane, I don't know what it's like to change. He's saying justified.
Okay.
I don't know what it's like to change a baby diaper in the bathroom on a plane.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Where do you change? I don't even know. I mean, they have to have, by law, I'm sure, like a changing table in the bathroom. But that bathroom is so stinking small. How are you doing that?
Yeah, and it's gross. Yeah. All right, so we'll take justified. And you have two justifieds?
Yeah, I'll do justified.
All right, yeah.
Airlines got to fix that. Thanks.
It's 100%.
I love this.
Hey, like my dad.
Hey, guess what? You guys are the first call through, so you got a family 4-pack of tickets to go see Blippi. Join the band tour. A live musical performance at Kodak Center May 7th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Stand by. Hold on a second. That's awesome. Blippi. Yep. Yeah. I love it. Blippi. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Jerk Justified.
Listen, I just have to give a little story.
I
was that mom at one point. It was a complete jerk. I felt like a complete jerk.
Oh, you did? Aw. Down,
my
Walter,
daughter,
down.
It was her first time flying.
Uh-huh.
She was 6 months old. The plane was taking off, and she had a blowout. I could not get up. I'm just like, I looked over at my sister. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I'm not going to change her on the table because, first of all, that's unsanitary, and that would be a jerk.
Yeah.
But I had to change her with, like, the little, you know, like the little mat that used to come out of your diaper bag?
Yes.
On your lap.
I had to do it on my lap and get her out of the blowout.
Yes.
Up her back.
Oh, God.
Not only did she do it on the way down to Florida, she did it on the way back to Rochester, too.
Oh, my God. I feel for moms. Like, the airlines don't understand. That is horrible.
Well, you know.
But even so, the plane was taking off, and we couldn't get up. And I'm like, what do I do?
Right.
And either way, it was going to smell, whether I left her like that until I could get up
or changed her anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But then what do you do with the diaper? Like, what do you, my daughter was like, what do you think mom did with the diaper? I have no idea.
Got to call the flight attendant.
At one point, I did get up. I had a plastic bag from you know, just going on the plane and, like, carrying snacks. I got up and I threw it in the garbage
sealed it up.
Yeah. So your tally is under justified because you lived through it?
Yeah. You feel like such a jerk, but what are you going to do?
Right. You know what? I'm going to put my tally under justified too. I think.
Oh, you are too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. Even though luckily we were in the air when Ellie's diaper needed to be changed. We were actually, you know, level and you can walk about the cabin kind of thing. So my wife took her back
but
to the
still,
bathroom.
But still, it's never. Yeah. And you know, that is, and listen, not to go all feminist on everyone, but it is always the mom's job. Like, did you hear Leah? She said, oh, dad was there, but was dad helping? No, it was mom who was the one who was apologizing to everybody.
This is why,
was the one changing.
This is why I always take the window seat so I don't have to go across anybody. Jill, you're closer.
You're terrible.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Before we take another call, I see Leah's there. Hey, world traveler. What's up? How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm so glad that we ended up using this one because it's a big, like, you can go either way.
Now, was it a poopy diaper?
The girl said it was full. Oh, good thing I'm changing it. It's full. I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Okay. At least it didn't, like, waft through the cabin.
Oh my gosh. I mean, well, what's the rank? What is everyone
so
voting?
Far everyone's saying justified.
What do you call it?
No
what
one said jerk.
Listen, I'm going to have to say jerk just because you guys didn't smell it, okay? Like, I understand the mom, I'm all for it, but I am so sensitive with my little nose. Uh-huh. You can't be doing a full diaper before. And keep in mind, the plane wasn't on yet, so no air conditioning. So it's hot God. And gross.
Oh, okay.
Worst
all
case
right.
scenario.
Now we have details. Thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let me take another call here. Good morning, Buzz. Who says... Hello. Gotta do this.
Hey,
right.
This is Chase. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Chase from yesterday.
Yeah,
hey, buddy. Hi.
My new buzz name.
Yeah, right. How you doing? Okay. What do you call it? Jerk or justified?
She's definitely justified.
Ah.
Really?
She's justified because to take care of yourself and your family, you have to make some other people upset. Sometimes.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Plug my nose?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sorry, Sandy.
I love it. Okay,
poor baby, Leon. I want it sitting in poo.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Let's do one more. Hi, the boys. Hello, Jerk or Justified. What do you call it?
I would say justified.
Oh, justified.
Okay. We're never doing this again.
Until you've had to do it yourself, you probably can't imagine, but
I mean, yeah, right. Do you want the baby bottom to have a rash or anything like
I
that?
I know, right?
No offense.
How about the dude next to her, though, was a complete stranger?
Oh, it was? Wasn't her husband?
Yeah. She's like talking him through it.
Oh, it was like a dude, stranger, mom, dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the guy next
that's
door.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But not to one up it, but I worked at a restaurant before, and I've had the table change their baby diaper on the table. And leave it on the table.
And leave it on the table?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
See, there's a time and place.
Where is humanity?
I know.
Today,
that's dad. That was a dad move.
I don't think so. Today lives here.
The verdict is.
Thank you.
Justified.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Ooh, I can smell it from here.
Delicious. Okay, coming up on the show, James Whitaker, he's the Win the Day expert. Okay, this is working so well that Scotty and I are like, we have got to talk about this on the air.
Love this.
It's the Win the Day action plan, and I am telling you, it will change
your life. Really? At the top of the hour.
And the honesty box.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Did he sent it to you too, right? His his little what does he call it? He's doing his Win the Day action plan.
Action plan, yeah.
And he wanted us to be like the beta testers of this.
Ha! You need all kinds, right, James? We got it right here. Your focus group extraordinaire.
I was this is what I've been craving and wanting. Like, I love when James comes on, but when I saw that you also were in this text group message, whatever, I was like, no way. Scott's not even responding. You didn't even respond to the damn text. But anyhow, and I don't know if anyone else is feeling this way, but, and this is why I do love when James comes on. And I think we should do this Win the Day action plan together, because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions. I don't know what it is lately. I don't think I'm depressed. I'm not depressed because I'm happy, but I'm just like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's lather, like, rinse, repeat. And I think it feels like that for a lot of us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that too. I'm like,
But I've never felt this bad this way, where it's like hard to get motivated and I'm just doing it, but I don't know if I'm doing it because I love doing it, whatever that it is. Or I'm just kind of I don't know.
Doing it because you gotta?
Because I have to. So I started his thing, and I think if we go through this on the air, might be beneficial, because I have already seen a lot of improvements.
Really?
And I think we have James on. Yeah. James, so I think we should talk about this on the air and kind of go through step by step.
Yeah, so it all starts with these questions. So it starts with this assessment. Now, asking these deep questions of yourself, it's very, very difficult. It requires you to confront a lot of these feelings and thoughts that you have within that you haven't really faced head on, maybe ever. So by getting some of these questions, that then paves the way for you to be able to say, cool, it's clear that I have some awareness about where I'm at in life and what type of life that I want to create, because your future doesn't start tomorrow. Your future starts today. So if you're serious about a better future, we get to work on that today. And I'm just a big believer that we should all want to be better tomorrow than we are today. I think that's just a great philosophy to go through life. So this program that I created is basically broken up into four phases. And the very first one is about designing a morning routine. Because as someone who really struggles in the morning, like I really do, I always have. It's just based on the way, you know, on my chronotype. It's been explained to me by the sleep doctor. I thought, what if people had a way that they could get their butts out of bed and follow a set of rituals that enabled them to show up the way they want to show up for the people who depend on them most? So this is what I have created. And yes, I'm happy to go. Do you want me to start going through some of those things?
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So the very first thing you need to do in the morning, step one, is to affirm your success for the day. So instead of just reaching for your phone, which I know is the instinct of every single person listening, instead of reaching for your phone, just take a couple of seconds to say to yourself, today is going to be a great day, or I'm going to win today. And what that does is it sets the expectation that good things are going to happen, and that builds a resilience muscle for you. And our expectations tend to be fulfilled. So if you're already being distracted and if you're already procrastinating, how you approach the first challenge of the day sets the tone for everything else. So if you can set the expectation that today is going to be a great day, I'm going to win today, then you are much more likely to have a positive and productive day. So that's step number one.
Yeah, and don't pick up your phone then. Right.
Do you think it or do you say it out loud? Does that make a difference? Because we were just talking about, I saw a study or whatever, when you talk out loud to yourself, it makes a bigger impact than if you just think the thoughts.
Yeah, I like to do that one, looking at myself in front of the mirror. There's something about, just like we mentioned, about confronting and addressing yourself, those feelings that we have within. Even if you just think it, that's okay. I have some people who really like to shout it out. Other people like to flex their muscles in front of the mirror without you. Exactly. Well, your wife looks at you like, what are you doing? I'm married to this guy. I get it. And this is the bit that feels very, very awkward. Just do it. Do it for a week. Trust me on this. You're going to feel so much better.
Excellent. And write this down. When James is going through this, write this down, because I noticed the difference after I wrote it down and had, I guess that's just the way my brain thinks. I need it written down and I need to see it. But okay.
Yeah, right. And as part of my morning journal through this routine as well, I always write down, you know, like if it's a Friday, I always start the day with Happy Friday. If it's Saturday, I write Happy Saturday. So the way I do that, I do not start a journal entry without the word happy to begin. So
that's
very useful.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, okay. So that's step one, is affirm your success.
All right, our second step is?
Second step is to challenge yourself. Now, you know I'm a big fan of the cold shower. I just had a cold shower. I'm a huge fan of the cold shower, but you do not need to do a cold shower if you don't want to. So here is what I would recommend. If you're not ready to try a cold shower and you do have a morning shower, just turn it to cold for the last 30 seconds so you can still feel the rush of energy and get a lot of the benefits from that experience. But it can even be something like doing a fitness class, a strength session, a yoga class, going for a run, a walk around your neighborhood, ideally in the sunshine. I know that can be very difficult. Just getting outside, ideally in the sunshine, it's just a great way of just doing something uncomfortable. So you don't need to do a cold shower, but you should do something that helps you boost confidence, energy, and momentum by pulling you out of your comfort zone.
Okay, so now for this one, I take my showers at night because we wake up so early. So I'm like, okay, I can't do that. Then I try to do the face plunge. Oh my God, James, that was horrible. That was torture.
That's where you put your face in a bowl of cold water, right? Ice water?
Yes. I'm like, well, people are doing it. And James said it. Okay. Oh my God. I can't. I just couldn't.
What we're doing here is you need to activate your day. So if you can just do something hard that really builds that resilience, reminds you that you can do difficult things, because how you approach that first challenge, it's not supposed to be easy. It is supposed to mildly piss you off as well.
Oh, okay. It's totally valid.
Think of me, Sandra, before we talk in the morning.
Last one. This is very, very important. Set your priorities for the day. So every single morning, I've been doing a daily journal now every single day for 4+ years at this point. It's one of the greatest life hacks you can possibly experience. Just write down what 3 things will you do today to make the day a win. That's it. Make sure that they're from different areas. You don't want them all related to career. You don't want them all related to family. Make sure you've got something for your mental health, your physical health, professional success. Just have a nice mix in there and write down your 3 priorities for the day. That'll change your life.
So this week, just focus on that. Say something, today's going to be a good day. Do something mildly to piss you off. And then write your 3 things that you want to accomplish. Do that this week. And then next week, we'll move on to step 2, right?
Exactly. Do that. Your life will change immeasurably. And if you don't, you get all your money back.
Yes, right. James Whitaker, thank you so much for helping us win the day. We really appreciate it.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Follow it and let us know. We have to give James our feedback.
Funny, friendly, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spezzano and Sandy, good morning. Happy Friday.
So I'm not sure if this is going to be a good, this could be one and done.
Yeah, this was your idea, and I'm not sure.
The honesty box.
Yeah, the honesty box. Look at that.
So yesterday, you know how
I love the font.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What was in that? A bottle of booze?
I don't. You know what? I don't know.
Because it's like a rectangular. It looks like the size of a bottle of wine.
I know. It's beautiful. Maybe. Cool. I don't know. I don't remember what was in here. But anyhow, yesterday when we had the Buzz Fam in the studio with us, we had Kristen, Chase, and Teacher Tracy. Mm-hmm. And we said to write 1 thing they love about the show, 1 thing they hate about the show, and then 1 question that you and I would have to answer completely 100% honest.
Honestly, yes.
And every Thursday when we have listeners in, they're going to add to the honesty box.
So we're going to have like this giant, it's like your company suggestion box. It's anonymous.
Yeah, pretty much. But then we're going to read 1 or 2 or 3 or however many on a Friday.
Yeah.
So they're not here to stare us down.
Correct.
When we're looking at what they said.
Well, pull one out then.
Okay.
Let's go.
Ready?
Let's do this. So 3, 6, 9 slips of paper, right?
Is, yeah.
Yeah. Love, hate, honesty question. Gotcha. Pull one out and see what we got.
Okay.
Man. Okay. All right. Is there just one?
Oh, I hit a start with an I don't like.
Oh, great.
Okay.
All right. What?
I don't like it when you end the show.
Oh.
You don't say bye. We don't say goodbye?
See,
we don't like goodbyes.
Well, we don't like goodbyes. Plus, the boss says psychologically, if we say goodbye, you change the channel. So,
we're not right. We're not saying goodbye.
Gotta keep that midday things going, you know.
I kind of feel like you're right. If someone's half listening, they're like, Scott and Sandy, they're done. Their careers are done.
Yeah, right.
Okay. No. Here, you pick one now.
All right.
Ready?
All right. Throw me the honesty. Wow, jeez.
Oh, nice catch.
You are not.
I didn't want to hit the equipment.
You need a bigger box.
Well,
when did you ever hear that? Oh, I don't like how Sandy gets too insistent sometimes and her voice goes up several octaves.
I can't even argue that.
There it goes.
Ah! Does that really make people like annoyed?
Nails on a chalkboard?
Oh,
I didn't read that part.
It.
Well,
okay.
Is it, whenever you get intense, do you ever get like softer and deeper like this? Like, I'm going to kill you.
No, that's not how I get.
All right.
Wow, how I insist too much.
Here.
Last one.
Yep, I just tossed the honesty box.
Wow.
Back to Sandy.
Well, sometimes you don't give me the answer that I want. So
right.
I feel like
I
need to keep pushing.
I'll just answer the way you want me to. That'll be great.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, maybe I won't do it anymore. Maybe. It's going to be a hard habit. Oh, my.
Yeah. What is this?
Oh, my God. How do we. Did they people only put in what they don't like?
Oh,
I get
no.
it. I don't like again. Wait, okay. There's supposed to be other things
right.
in here.
What is this one?
Oh, no. This
Read
is
it.
An honest question.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What we got?
I told them to write a question we have to answer honestly. What don't you like about each other?
Okay. You want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Is this just 1 thing or a list of things or what?
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Just one. Yeah. God, my ego's already bruised enough.
I don't like how Scott blank.
No, you go first.
I don't like how Sandy is so very regimented when anything little goes off track.
Not like you haven't told me that before, so that didn't surprise me. Okay.
Just being honest.
No, that's fine.
Roll
that's fine.
Flow, Joe.
Okay, and then I don't like how sometimes I feel like I have to do everything because you say, just roll with it, and nothing gets done. Like, things won't get done.
I would say that. I believe there's truth in that, I know. But the reason I like to say, let's just roll with it, is because my creativity flourishes at that point instead of being, you know, completely 100% thought out. But then my ADD takes over and sometimes stuff doesn't happen and all of a sudden, geez.
And then it doesn't, okay. Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword for me.
Is that how we're going to end this? With that?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
Wow, that was all freaking negative. I was waiting for, like, it's a freaking Friday. I want positive,
you notice,
like,
you didn't pull,
stroke your ego.
Yeah, you didn't pull out any of the what they like about the show. That's great.
I don't even think they filled anything out.
Well, next week, maybe we'll pitch a bunch of notes. We're not going to look at them ahead of time. We're just going to go blind on them. These are fun. The Honesty Box. Tune in next time for The Honesty Box. Tomorrow. Or next week, same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. It's Friday at 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. And here we are. Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings, to kick off the weekend.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
You want to add to the Honesty Box?
I'm not. Do I want to do that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Honestly. Well, you can say something you love about the show.
Yeah, and just not what you hate.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
There you go. I think Dan Mason would feel more uncomfortable by writing something he hates more than teacher Tracy did yesterday.
True, right. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that doesn't matter. All that matters is the Wings are in town. You guys are on a homestand right now, right?
Yeah, we're home tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and the weather is starting to get a little bit warmer, which is good.
I know.
Starting to feel like it's actually spring and not just an extension of winter.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's that bipolar like attitude it's got between like March and April. You know? But we're good. Mother's Day stuff coming up too, probably, right?
Yep. So we're home tonight, 6:05, and it's Teacher Appreciation Night.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers get a discount on their tickets. It's also our first Bark in the Park Day. So you can bring your dog to the ballpark tonight. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow is our clean sweep day with the city of Rochester. We all love this city, right?
Yeah.
That we love to work here. We love to play here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking everybody. It's been a long, cold winter.
Yes.
Tough winter.
Yeah.
And it needs a little sprucing up.
Needs a little spritz, doesn't it?
Show a little pride in your town. Tomorrow, show up at the ballpark at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You get a free breakfast. You get a free T-shirt, free coffee or hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll get instructions. We'll show you where to go. We'll actually transport you there on a bus.
This is easy. Go to clean for us, too?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. go to a job site for a couple hours of sweat equity.
Uh-huh.
Volunteer to help beautify the city we know and love.
Yeah.
And then come back to the ballpark around noon. You get a free ticket to the game, a free Zweigel's hot dog, and a free Coke.
All
for just a couple of hours of cleaning up the city.
How many people show up every year for this?
We had 3,000 people there last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. How do you... Wait. Yeah. Okay. So is that what it takes to get my family to clean the house? Just offer them a hot dog?
Free hot dog and a free Coke, Sandy. Yeah. That's all it takes.
And a free ticket to you yelling at your kids. So, So, hey, Dan came in a few minutes ago, brought his jambalaya from Chef
Keith.
Keith.
Oh, yep. Jambalaya, our most popular food special that we do.
Is it?
And this is the 2025 debut of jambalaya.
I can't wait to crack it open. And I'll bring yours to Fox Rochester today.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You've said the last 2 weeks.
It was in my car and I forgot to give it to you when we left. You just wanted to get out of there so quickly. Hey, real quick, Dan saw my pigeon spikes that I'm trying to keep the robins off my garage door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If anybody's got an answer, a solution, other than shutting the garage door all day.
Which is the solution, but okay, fine.
If anybody has knowledge in keeping birds away from their property, that beautiful stadium over there it's got to be a magnet for birds.
Birds like they like their wings hot.
Yes.
So they're over there quite a bit. A lot of places to see. Yeah. A lot of birds are baseball fans, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So he had a great idea. And this, I think, can translate to a lot of people who are dealing with birds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's right on top of my garage door opener. So what do?
So you take some fishing wire,
right?
Okay.
Clear fishing wire, and you wrap it around the, you know, elevated off the space where they're going to build the nest.
Right.
And you just tie it, and that keeps them from
they can't get
nesting
in there.
In
right.
Their,
and it's pretty much invisible.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the two struts that hold the motor for the garage door opener? All I need to do is just string some fishing wire in between it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there. Like that's not cruel, like spikes.
Those spikes do look a little bit cruel.
Yeah, I know. The only spikes we like is Spikes and Mitzi.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome.
All right, so let's do this. Dan, stick around. We're going to now kick off the weekend.
Let's go. The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
You can go see Rochester Red Wings every single day this weekend and have a great time at it. Get out to the ballpark. It's spring. Come on, right?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Lots going on this weekend. If, you know, keep the buzz on if you get a chance. Okay, Sandy, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Dan, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's now time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yay! Come on now, come on.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.